93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. There goes Foreigner. One more round of Lickus and Win coming up. We'll get you hooked up for the GNR show Saturday night, November 18th. We'll do that here in about 10 minutes. Plus, we'll give you the cash right after Journey. That'll happen in 6 minutes. Tonight, Game 7 in Los Angeles. Houston Astros have never had a franchise World Series win.
Wow.
The Dodgers have never been. Dodgers haven't been since 1988. So it's a pretty big game, and what everyone's saying tonight for Game 7, there's going to be star power out. Hollywood is going to come out to this thing. The camera tonight, if you watch it, you're going to see all kinds of famous people. I think the most shown celebrity, and it's pretty funny, I had no idea he was that big of a Dodger fan, Jason Bateman.
Crazy for him right now, that guy.
Well, he's always been. I was going through looking at old pictures.
Oh, he has.
Yeah, he's always had a Dodger hat, and he's always been a big fan. Game one, I didn't catch this, but he was sitting next to Flea, bassist of the Chili Peppers. Him and Flea sitting there, and Flea, you know, with his old raggedy, scrawny little arms all tattooed up. He's sitting there, and he's got a big L.A. hat on. It's him and Flea sitting side by side. They don't look like they're talking too much, but I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, you look at Jason Bateman. All these guys, they got money. Flea's got money. Bateman's got money. You show up, though. Jason Bateman sitting next to Flea. Both great seats. But then they have to sit there all night and kind of act like, you know, oh, hey, Flea, hey, Jason. They have to talk to each other.
Right.
They probably don't hang out.
And how many of them are actually really friends or buddies or hang out? I mean,
yeah.
In front of the camera while people are taking photos or they're being filmed, they got to play nice.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But you would think, you know, Jason Bateman's like, man, I've worked all these years in Arrested Development and all my sitcoms. And, you know, I got this big hit smash Ozark and all the movies I've done. And that's all it can buy me is a seat next to Flea? A seat next to Flea is all I get.
I would love that.
That would be cool. So tonight, if in fact you are watching it, baseball fan or not, you got to check it out. Hopefully Houston can get their first franchise win. It's been a long time for the Dodgers. Two best teams, pitching, bats, everything is fantastic about this series. Greatest baseball, I think, in my lifetime. It truly is. Each and every night, it's just been so freaking good. If you want to get the seats, you still can. You want to leave early? You want to drive down to LA, Dodger Stadium? $1,037 is the minimum.
Yeesh.
To get you in the gate. Here's what the other tickets are going for. Dugout Club. And by the way, last night, I forget who they said, Joe Buck said, Jason Bateman's buddy was. Last night, I think I saw Bateman. He was sitting in the dugout, and he knows someone on the Dodgers, and he was sitting right down inside the dugout.
In the dugout?
It looked like he was in the dugout, and they just showed it real quick, and I didn't catch who Joe Buck said his buddy was. But yeah, he had a great seat last night.
Wow.
Dugout Club, $25,000. Okay, these are tickets in Dugout Club 1, going for $25,000, $30,000, $19,998, $17,000, $28,000. If you go into Dugout Club 2, $35,000 if you want to see Game 7 tonight there live and in person. See, that's why the celebrities are going.
No one else can afford it.
Yeah. You can't, and it's like buying the bottle of Dom Perignon, you know?
Yeah.
The celebrities are like, oh, if these tickets were $50, $200, the celebrities would be like, yeah, that's nothing. But as soon as you start putting the price tag on them, they want to go out and showboat and show everybody what kind of power they have. Now, again, I'm not saying Jason Bateman. I'm not saying Flea. These guys are probably actual ball fans and Dodger fans, but there's a lot of people, like Lady Gaga. The other night, she shows up driving a Lamborghini Hurricane. She's got shorts that are higher than her throat. She's walking around in high heels and a tank top, and she looked beautiful doing it. But she rolled right up to the main gates at Dodger Stadium in a Lamborghini, gets out in her high heels, and walks in.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Could Lady Gaga be a baseball fan? I watched the documentary. I saw her bare chest. They didn't talk about baseball during that documentary. I don't know. Maybe she is. But I think something about the event drew her out, not the actual game.
Well, sure. I would think they would all want to be out and be seen down there.
Well,
and, you know.
I know that's what they do. But I don't think a lot of these people are big baseball fans. And I'm just curious to see who shows up tonight because it's going to be big. Think about this. As I drove in this morning, I was thinking, Hollywood has changed.
Right now it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I doubt you're going to see Jeremy Piven or Kevin Spacey or Andy Dick out at the game tonight. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just with TMZ and all the internet. Go back to 1988, the last time the Dodgers were there. This newfangled Hollywood and this internet and all the phones, it was different. So, I mean, this is really going to be star freaking studded and a lot different to be in Los Angeles now. it's pretty crazy.
There's instant pictures that can go up, instant videos. Yeah, it's a whole new world at this point in time.
And when you get the camera that goes over and shows the whole crowd and you see Dodger Stadium like last night, just disgusting. Everybody there. All you see is a sea of phones. People are filming.
Really?
People are that's all you get are phones. You don't even get to... No, hardly anyone drinking beer, eating hot dogs. Everyone's holding their freaking phone up.
They pass on. And I wonder how many times do they rewatch the videos?
Never.
Like when people go and they video bands.
Yep, never. And if you're one of those people, I hate you. Because you come over to my house, you're like, oh yeah, I just went and saw Molly Hatchet at the fair. Check out the video. Don't want to. I hate it. No one wants to see it. Throw it away. Delete it. No one cares but you.
Well, if it's a good band, I might not mind taking a peek at it.
It sounds like crap.
It will, because it's on a phone. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing what it looks, especially if I haven't seen that particular band, which
is odd. Put the phones away. Enjoy it. You paid a bunch of money. Really? You're going to spend $35,000 for a Dugout Club 2 ticket, and you're going to break out your phone? Suck it in. Enjoy it. Eat a stadium dog. Drink the beer. Grab a bag of peanuts. Put your phone away.
That's my problem when I'm out doing something or we're doing something. I'm in the moment. I forget to pull my phone out and take pictures or do videos.
I don't even think about that stuff, but it will be curious to see tonight who's going to show up. It should be pretty damn big. Tonight decides it all. Astros or Dodgers, someone's walking away. It should be pretty good tonight, so check it out. It's going to be on Fox again.
I'm happy because it's the last game. We can stop talking about it after this.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. We're not going to stop talking about it.
We have to. It's over with.
Well, no, tomorrow we're going to find out who won. We got to talk about the winner.
Well, after tomorrow, though.
Well, no, we'll finish it out at the end of the week.
Really? We're going to take it down two more days?
Well, yeah. Then you have all the post stories.
All right.
All right, pay attention to this. One more round of Lickus and Wincott.